A jackhammer stabs at the concrete floor at Rycroft Terrace, a five-story residential condominium that is undergoing a complete renovation. The units are being sold under market value for $125,000 for a studio apartment, $275,000 for a two-bedroom, one-bath. Developer Peter Savio.
I couldn't have done this project without Kamehameha Schools. They were planning to take it back because the lease was going to expire, tear it down, and then build a high-rise affordable housing project. And I thought about it and said, why would you do that? It will cost more money. You'd be better to take the building that's there, recycle it, and use that as your affordable housing.
And that's what they did. The building cost Savio $500,000, the land $17 million, and the savings allowed units to be sold to buyers in the 30% area median income level, those earning $20,000 annually. Real estate agent Iris Kahn works with potential buyers by showing them the model units.
This is a one-bedroom, one-bath, fee-simple unit. It's about 520 square feet living area. As you can see, they did not waste any space. The hallway is utilized with a kitchen, and right across is a bathroom, and spacious.
Of the 84 units already sold, 9 were purchased by buyers in the 30 percentile income range, and 64 by those making less than 80% of the area median income. Grace Lynn is a UH professor. She moved to Honolulu in 2008 and purchased a one-bedroom at Rycroft Terrace.
When I first moved to Hawaii, I was looking, but quickly discovered that it's not affordable. But it feels a little unreal. Like, I actually got to own a piece of Hawaii. I didn't think it was possible, actually. I thought I would just stay in faculty housing forever.
Lynn's one-bedroom has a $400 a month maintenance fee, which includes parking. Savio says he's already taken a $6 to $7 million cut in profits and is decreasing that even more by renovating the building and upgrading each unit with new appliances, carpeting, window air conditioning, and paint. Savio says it's the first project in 20 years to be offered to low-income residents and the only one in town with these price ranges. But that has also resulted in unanticipated hurdles caused by current asset limit rules.
So if you have a buyer, you know, they have 4 jobs, they've been saving all their money, and they've got $31,000 as a down payment, they're disqualified because they have too much cash. The other one was we had a lot of seniors come in where they have $100,000, $200,000 in life savings, they're living off of it, yet the rule says you can't have more than $22,000. Because we've had no project that went this low, it's never been a problem before.
Savio is working with the Hawaii Community Development Authority to modify asset limits. Kamehameha Schools is benefiting by having the affordable units credited to its development in Kaka'ako. And for Savio, who spent 3 nights in line with the first buyers, it reminds him of his earlier projects.
We're selling the property somewhere around $7 million under market. But instead of making a 20% profit, I'm probably making a 5% profit. But people that had no hope of owning now have a chance. If you have a building, sell it to me.
For HBR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.